Nebraska Extension Almanac.
As every ranch operation is different, profit potential for cow-calf producers is also going to vary. Extension feedlot specialist Jessica Sperber talks about marketing plans and management decisions to help producers get the most from their calves at auction.
Obviously, there's certain things that you can do at the beginning, you know, when you're planning for next year's fall calf crop, what bulls you're using right now on those heifers and cows. But then there's also management strategies that you can do, you know, starting right once you have those calves on the ground. So let's dive into the genetic side of it just a little bit. So polled or no horned calves brought $17 per head more than calves with horns. And, you know, I think that that largely is a function of bruising costs the feed yard sector money, and horns increase bruising in the feed yard. And so largely we do not want to be buying horned animals. In addition, I mean, there's just other challenges with horns going through a chute, et cetera, time of slaughter. And so those did bring $17 per head over no horns. Then when we talk about frames, so obviously this comes frame scoring and overall frame of your animal is going to be largely tied to genetics, right? Whether you're using a cross between a continental and a British, or whether you're using just straight bred British genetics or straight bred continental genetics. And so medium to medium large frame calves brought $22 a head more than calves with a small frame. And, you know, and I think that this number might even increase as we look at 2024 data sets, just because of how much additional pounds the packers looking to gain at time of slaughter because of our tightened cow supply. And so, you know, pounds are everything right now in the market. And the best part about it is that every additional pound that you put on that animal should be bringing you more money, because that pound is just worth more money compared to 2 years ago. You know, and then I think one of the biggest underlying management low-hanging fruit strategies that we can do is a suckling calf implant. And so a suckling calf implant costs around $1.50 to $2, depending on what area you're in of the United States. You know, that's administered at time of branding, often in many scenarios, and after 60 days of age to those calves. And in this study, they found that calves that received a suckling calf implant gained an additional $59 per head over non-implanted calves. This data set did compare those calves to calves that were marketed into a non-hormone treated cattle program or a global animal partnership program. And the average return for NHTC calves was $37 per head. And the average return for GAP program calves was $25 per head. So that the suckling calf implant over doubled that. And essentially how you do this math is you just take the national average price received. So, or whatever your price received was on your individual operation, you take that. So in this scenario, it was $2.63 per pound. One suckling calf implant costs around $1.50 per dose. And on average, we say that suckling calf implant, the tried and true 50-year data sets, historical data sets, return on average 23 pounds of gain. And so that 23 pounds of gain, just 2 pounds or 1 pound in today's market, overcomes that cost of that implant. So it's a very large low-hanging fruit. And the interesting thing in this data set, for anybody that wants to look deeper, some of it is, or a link is reported in the Beef Watch article. But what's really interesting is that it's not only the producers that aren't getting a suckling calf implant because they're wanting to get into an NHTC or GAP program. It's just individuals that don't believe, or producers, you know, that don't take the time to do the math on that implant. And so what I always say to producers is, if you are not currently doing the paperwork with a buyer or with your auction barn to get the premium for NHTC or to enter into a GAP program, you are leaving money on the table no matter what. If you're not utilizing a suckling calf implant.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.